but less than a month before spring training, both Barry Bonds and J.D. Drew remain free agents, neither having signed a contract. Tell us about that situation.
Well, for different reasons. In Bonds' case, the team, the Giants, knew him. They knew his medical history. So they were trying to do a couple things with their contract. One is to make sure that the entire amount isn't guaranteed if he has relapses of his medical problems. The other part of that, hanging out there like a black cloud over Barry and a few other players that we probably don't know about, is the idea of being tested positive, whether his name comes up in the Balco class / steroid investigation more, and there's some truth to it. That's yet to be seen, but they don't want to be stuck if he cannot play because of all of the outside things going on. Now, J.D. Drew is a little different because he had agreed to a contract, and I think primarily it was pretty much done. He then came in for a physical, and the physical did not please the Red Sox, gave them a little more information, and so they are now trying to structure a contract with J.D. Drew that says, you've had some past problems. If those past problems don't play out as well as you're telling us, we also don't want to be on the on the paycheck for a guaranteed part of that. If you have a new problem, certainly, and you're playing, and it's because of your playing now, we'll guarantee the money. But if he had shoulder surgery on his right shoulder that is probably still balky, the Red Sox are balking at the idea of guaranteeing the money because of that right now. And whenever you try to put legal language together with medical language, it's a very gray area, so it takes a long time, but it already has been a long time. In J.D. Drew's case, it's been over a month, and so they really have to move on.
How difficult has this been for Boston? It seems that both the Yankees and the Red Sox have not necessarily, if it's true that Drew has this issue, that they really haven't strengthened their team in the way that has seemed to be the case the last couple years.
Well, it's true. I mean, we haven't seen them make big splashes except for the Red Sox with Daisuke. They went out and got him, spent a lot of money on him. They needed to, but they also needed a bat in there as well. And so I think they don't feel the pressure, but I know they want to go out and do something. With the Yankees case, though, I think they were just trying to get younger. They got Pettit back. They, in taking Randy Johnson and shipping him to Arizona, they got some young prospects. That's about it. But what they really did was clear money off their payroll. Not that that ever really matters to the Yankees, but who knows? Maybe George is getting a little bit tired of paying some of that money. But if he's going to pay a guy $15 to $20 million, he probably wants more than 10 or 12 wins from him. So he's going to try to spend his money a little bit more efficiently. And I think Brian Cashman out there is trying to add as much pitching as he can, because he certainly doesn't want to rely on Carl Pavano and the new pitcher from Japan to be their fourth and fifth starters.